This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has made a flurry of appointments this week, and one of them broke a race barrier of sorts. He and his new police commissioner, William Evans, have named an African-American Boston police superintendent to the number two post on the force.
That makes William Gross the highest-ranking black officer ever in the BPD. WBUR reporter Asma Khalid was at the press conference this morning where Gross's promotion was announced and joins us in the studio with details. Hi, Asma.
Hi.
And would you tell us a little about Gross's bio? He's been with the Boston Police for three decades, is that right?
Yep, he's a longtime Boston police officer. He started off as a Boston police cadet. He worked extensively in Roxbury and Dorchester. And he's a big fan of this idea of community policing. He actually spoke about that today and the need for the police force to engage more in community policing to really bring down the violence.
And I want to note here that even though his name is spelled as if it looks like it's Gross, G-R-O-S-S, we at Radio Boston got a surprise today when we learned that it's actually William Gross. So we are saying that correctly.
Yep, and we weren't the only ones confused about that.
Sorry, Chief. I've been calling you Gross for the last 20 years, probably. We got to fix that because that'll be in the story.
And that, of course, is the mayor, Marty Walsh, who's also learning today about the correct pronunciation. Asma, the BPD has been criticized for years for not having more minorities in its upper echelon. So did Walsh or Commissioner Evans acknowledge the significance of Gross being African-American and reflect on that at all?
Yes, certainly. It was definitely mentioned that when I did ask Marty Walsh about it, he felt that it wasn't a factor, but he certainly spoke to the momentous occasion, and he wasn't the only one. In fact, Chief Gross also spoke about that and spoke about how race in the Boston police force has changed since when he was first part of the force.
Originally from Hillsborough, Maryland, so I'm a country boy, goes to the big city at the height of busing. So many things were going on in the city, and the way we viewed the police then, it's like they weren't approachable, community policing didn't exist. And we didn't really have much input about how we were being policed. We didn't believe that our voice was heard.
Wow, that's very that's interesting to hear from a longtime minority member of the BPD. So a big, significant promotion today. On the other hand, the minority officers group, MAMLEO, had hoped that the new commissioner might be black, but that went to William Evans, who's a white man. So is Gross's second-ranked position a disappointment to MAMLEO in any way?
I don't think it's a disappointment. I spoke with Larry Ellison. He's the president of MAMLEO earlier this afternoon, and he felt disappointed for a couple of factors. One, he said that during the campaign, MAMLEO was told that they would be consulted in these decisions in terms of who would be the next commissioner. He said that they were not consulted. I have tried to reach out to Mayor Walsh's campaign, but I haven't heard back on that. The other factor he was disappointed on was that he said MAMLEO has lobbied really hard for this greater diversity in the higher ranks of the Boston police force, and he felt disappointed that they weren't really invited to the press conference today and that they weren't part of this celebration. So disappointment a little bit, but I think people have high hopes for this new chief.
And certainly we may see more promotions and people rising through the ranks with Evans and Gross now in place. So it's not that this may be the last minority officer.
Indeed. And we
elevated.
Actually heard. Yeah, we heard the new Commissioner Evans today speak to that very point. He said, in fact, it's one of his top priorities is to sort of restructure and take a look at promotions internally within the department, focusing on diversity.
Asma, at today's press conference, Walsh also formally named William Evans as the police commissioner. This is even though the news has been out for several days. But what did Walsh have to say about Evans?
You know, Commissioner Evans is widely praised. I think it's pretty unanimous consent that he is fit for the job. And he spoke today about his role during the Boston Marathon bombings, as well as his role in breaking up Occupy Boston. And let's take a listen to what Marty Walsh had to say about that.
On the campaign trail, I met one of the organizers of Occupy Boston, and he said to me, one of the best decisions you can make is by making Billy Evans, the next police commissioner, for the way he handled the whole movement down there. And I kind of put that in the back of my head.
And so we see here, you know, today that he took that advice to heart and did officially appoint Commissioner Evans.
Asma, thank you.
Thank you.
That's WBUR's Asma Khalid again telling us about the second-ranking Boston police officer now being African-American officer William Gross.